Hello, thank you for calling Valley HVAC and Refrigeration. Please wait while we connect you.
Valley HVAC and Refrigeration, this is Mark. Can I help you?
Hey, Mark. This is John with Local Splash, Google's premier partner. You asked me to call you back at this time. We spoke about a month and a half, 2 months ago, about putting Valley HVAC and Refrigeration on Google.
Yes.
Well, we had a listing open up for Maricopa again, and I know you kind of expressed that, you know, you were interested in it, but you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's at the time, and you kind of wanted to sort that out. Before jumping into something else. Are you still using that service?
You know what? I got a bill with them that I'm trying to get sorted out right now.
Yeah.
And
they're trying to say you owe them late fees from a long time ago?
You want to know? They're trying to say I owe them $1,000 and, you know, and I'm trying to get that taken care of.
Gotcha. Okay,
what?
I'll send you. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm actually at a job site right now. And, you know, so they got I got $1,000 that owes them. And, you know, the leads and everything is like crap. I pay them, you know, I've gotten a couple of calls, you know, that has worked with them, but, you know, and I paid them, but then the recent ones that I've gotten with them didn't pay me nothing.
Right.
You know, and now I got $1,000 bill and, you know, these people that I did, you know, get, they ended up going with other people, you know, and I'm just, you know, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it sounds like you're in the same situation when I spoke with you last time. That's why I made a mental note and I even put it in my calendar, like, call this guy back, you know, if we have the availability at this time. And so, you know, I see, obviously, you got your website and everything done, and I know, you know, you're probably not going to continue to pay for those leads, right?
Oh, I'm not going to pay for leads. No, I'm trying. What I actually do, I did sign up with a company to actually, you know, that I partnered up with them to with Google, and I'm supposed to hear back from them. It's called Max something. Out of California, and that's what I'm waiting on, because I did sign up with them. They gave me a deal that I couldn't beat for, you know, doing good, but I couldn't beat that, you know, for $200 a month, and they were going to control my social media and control everything else from me.
Huh. Usually all the Google partners are in California, but I haven't heard of Map something.
No, it's Max. I got the information at home. Let me see here. I'll tell you 1 second here. They sent me an email and I signed up with them.
You already paid them?
Let me see here. Yeah, I paid them.
Oh,
wow. Supposed to be here in 1 second.
How long ago was that?
Almost 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, we didn't get any notification that you were working with a Google partner. I wouldn't have called you.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, I'll tell you who. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Max Market Pros.
Huh. Max Market Pros.
Yep.
And they're in California, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I found them. Yeah, the Irvine.
Yep.
It says they're at the Zillow building here in Irvine. That's not far from where we are. I've just never heard of them. Oh, they look like they're pretty new. They said they got 16 Google reviews. Here, let me, did you get that text that I sent you?
What text?
I texted you right now. It's from the FTC. It's an 877 number. Okay. Then I sent you another one right now. That's Max Market Pros. You see their reviews?
Well, that's not good.
Well, 16 reviews. I mean, they're 5-star, so they're not. That's not bad. But 16 reviews, this company looks like they just started this year. And they're obviously not a premier Google partner, because if so, then they would be within our network, and we wouldn't be calling you about putting you on the first page of Google. You know? We would know that you're already working with somebody. And then I sent you the other one, which is our company. And we're in Found Valley. We're right next to them. It's literally like one highway about 5 minutes up the road. I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of our former employees here that actually started that company.
Let's see here. All it did. All right. Let's see here. But that it says for release, FTC order requires home advisor to pay up to 7.2 million.
Oh yeah, that's the FTC stuff I told you to help get your solve your Home Advisor by Angie stuff. Then the other one's their reviews, and another one's our reviews. Yeah, but you can report them, Home Advisor by Angie's, at the top of that link. There's a little section that says report. You could add yourself to the file. There's been about 10,000 people who have gotten a piece of that 7.2 million sent back to them.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah. Even if they don't reimburse you, at least if they drop what they say you currently owe, all you got to do is fill that out and give them a call.
Yeah, that's what I definitely need, because they telling me they trying to send me to collections and everything.
I know. I know how it is. They try to scare you, but in reality, it's a business expense, so... You know, not only does it get written off, they get dropped pretty easily. They can't hold you to a contract if they're not holding up their end of the contract. You know, and obviously in that they say they're going to give you leads, but the leads aren't exclusive. They're selling the lead to like 5 or 6 other people at a time.
And they shouldn't be selling them to 5 to 6 other people.
Well, right. They don't disclose that.
That's my opinion.
Or else you would have never signed up with it to begin with, probably. Like playing with scratchers.
Yep.
So both of those, though, to be honest,
you need to make up your account.
Yeah. Well, this is why I followed up with you, though, because I could tell that you know, you may be very good at what you do, but the online marketing is like foreign to you. You know.
And, yes, it is. Well, let me ask you this.
I want you to get passed
around. Because Max Market Pros, Max Market Pros. They supposed to be able to help me out.
How long ago did you
pay? They came down. They were...
Last week?
Was not last week, week before last. So it's been a week now.
And, should be a month-to-month service.
I'm supposed to hear something this week.
Yeah, it should be month-to-month.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
then,
you won't
then
be...
I also gotten a call from a guy from Yoli. Yoli.
Look.
There we go. No,
Mark.
Ollie.
Yeah.
Ollie wants me to pay them $350 on money. But all this money, everybody wants money, but I'm not getting money in. And everybody wants to make a promise to me, but then there's no promises that can be kept. Everybody, we can put you on here.
Well, no, the Google partners are not allowed to guarantee you a certain amount of customers. All we can do is put you up there. That's true.
Exactly.
That's true. Google doesn't want us to say, you're going to get 15 customers, because we're not getting on the phone with your customers and closing the deal for you, which you don't want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise, you're basically working for us at that point. You want to be able to negotiate your own deals and talk to them, right?
Exactly.
So all we do is put you up there, and we let the customers call you from there. Now, we're able to track the results of it, but we can't force any more results your way other than putting you up there and having your good reviews, you know? But it's better than paying per lead with Home Advisor. It's, and then these other guys, like I said, Max Marketing, you know, obviously you do your homework, you know, if it's month to month, you know, it's nothing wrong with giving it a shot and trying to see if it'll work for your business. You're not wrong for that, but you also gotta, if you're going to hire quick, you gotta fire quick. Especially if you're going to hire them, you know, without doing the research on it. So our company, we've been around since 2004. Sorry, I don't mean to bust your balls. I'm just, you know, keeping it 100. So, you know, they our company's got a track record. We're right next to the Google headquarters here. Been in business since 2004, so almost 20 years experience doing this. And we got thousands of reviews online. Like thousands of business owners that have used our services over that time.
And exactly, you guys, because do you guys work with my website and my social media? And you
Correct.
Guys build a website? Okay.
Yep.
And what are you guys' charges also?
Yeah, so just to try to be competitive with these other guys, you know, I could throw you out like $249. With the social media, like the Facebook ads and the Google listing with the site and then the popular directory submissions to complete your online profile. But if you wanted to start out without the Facebook, I could do it at $199 month to month. So that's
that's what they were doing. They were doing me.
I mean, I'm looking at their pricing page. That's not our normal prices. Like if you go to our pricing page, it's $299 and up. So I looked at their pricing page and I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm assuming that's what you got quoted. So I'm just trying to be competitive here.
And they were telling me $250. I'm not going to lie to you. They were telling me $250, and I got them down to $199. And they're looking at my website. And
They got the standard pricing down, Mark. It's just what you're getting for it, you know? It's like if somebody tells you, hey, give me $5,000 for this car, and the car is covered up. You're like, I don't know if that's an old busted up Ford from 1990 or if that's a Lamborghini, you know what I mean? So all they're doing is covering up and saying, hey, it's the same price, it's the same thing, it's a car, you know, and it's not necessarily the case.
Okay, and I've already been paid, and now I got to get reimbursed, so that's what I got to look at, right? I got to look at being reimbursed from them.
Obviously,
and they told me within
wanna...
2 weeks they were going to take off from that, right? Everything was going to take off from there. And go from that. I don't want to be charged per click either. You know, and every time someone clicks.
Yeah, this isn't pay per click. We can do those for you, but that's not what I'm talking about. So, you know, I want to make sure that you know you're comfortable and you're getting exactly what you're aiming to get, because you're not wrong, like in the sense of marketing your business. It's a necessity in 2023.
Uh-huh.
It's just who you go with is going
to
really dictate your kind of return for, you know. So your return is dictated by who you work with.
And Ollie was saying the same thing, but Ollie wanted to tear down my web page that I do. Mm-hmm. I have a website, and it's with GoDaddy. Do you have to tear down my web page?
No, I don't have to tear down your web page necessarily, but your web page has to have a host in order to keep the content on it.
It does. It's hosted on by GoDaddy.
Yeah, then that's fine. All I got
to
do is
what they
want
to do is rebuild it and redesign it. Yeah.
No, I mean, if you wanted to, I could do that, but, you know, realistically, you don't have to do that.
Then,
you could just attach your link to the Google listing, and then the Google listing is what we move up. Your Google business profile is what gets listed on page one.
And then, once again, my Facebook is attached to my Facebook page is attached to my Instagram, okay?
Mm.
So what I'm looking at here, I'm being cut dry up front because I need something soon so I can bring in money and so I can have money flowing for the winter because we know it slows down.
Yeah.
If you want us to do
the Facebook page and host the site, I mean, you already have GoDaddy hosting the site, so I don't got to do that. But if you want us to do the Facebook page with the Google advertising as well as the directory submissions, you know, basically make sure that you're not losing any sleep but actually getting what you're paying for, it would be $249 for that package. If you wanted to do it without Facebook, I could do it at $199.
Without Facebook, I want everybody to see me on Facebook too, because everything, and you guys will do the posting and updates every week or however.
Yep, they do a bi-weekly posting and we send them to you, for approval before they get posted. So we'll send you a text message and an email, and we'll let you know, hey, this is what we're going to post, and then you got to give us a stamp of approval on it, and we go live with them. So it's just a reply yes, basically, every other week.
$249. You couldn't do it for $200 a month, because if you do it for $200 and because
not with the Facebook, so you'll see on the invoice that $99 goes directly, or $100 actually goes directly to Facebook. So that's why it's $249.
Oh, so you pay on Facebook.
You have to.
Okay, because I heard about that. You have to pay Facebook for it. Yeah, I see what that is now.
Yeah, for the advertising.
So
we're basically hosting your Google listing, all the directories, and your site for $149. That's what will go into our company's pocket when you pay $249.
Okay, and then $249, it goes with Facebook.
That's with the Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Without the Facebook, it would be $199 for the local listing and then all the directory submissions. So even though it's only a $50 difference in the pricing structure, $100 ends up going to it on Facebook. So actually, when you do Facebook ads with the discounts that I'm applying here, we would be losing money as a company, technically, and putting more work into it. But if it yields a better return on investment for you each month and you keep using it long term, then we don't have a problem doing that, you know?
And that's a month to month, right?
Yeah, it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long term contract. So we'll go 30 days at a time. But I'll tell you, if you sign up with me, we're gonna end up kicking out Max Market Pros from your Google Business profile. So they're gonna be redundant.
So there
would be no point in continuing to pay them if you sign up with our services. They literally wouldn't have access to your profiles anymore.
Yeah, because I linked it. Did you see that already?
Yeah.
Oh, so there are links on it. So I have a Google profile already?
There should be a Google Business profile under. It says, here, let me see. Let me just look up your number. It'll give it to me. It says there was a PIN verification requested for you, but I don't know if that means they completed it. It was an old address, or I don't know, it might be the same address, the 1846 East Innovation Park, Suite 100.
That address is incorrect.
Okay.
That address is incorrect.
Okay. This isn't it either. Now, see, the one that...
18840, it's my actual home address, 1884, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So there is no Google Business profile up and running. This one that I had wrong is the old address, and then the other one that comes up is Arizona Valley Refrigeration, which is in Yuma, and it's not you. It's a different company.
Yeah, that's not me, no.
Yeah.
That is correct. That's not me.
Yeah, I know. The number, everything's off on this. So, and then what we did have for your company was an old address. So they actually haven't even updated your Google Business profile. You probably haven't even got a Google PIN verification letter yet in the mail. That's like one of the first things that we do.
Nope.
They send you that little postcard in the mail. It takes like 5 to 7 days to get.
Nope.
Yeah, so.
Nope, I have not gotten that.
Yeah, see, that should be done already.
And you guys are like Ali Ali, right?
Ali Ali? I don't know who that is either.
Yeah. Yeah, Ali Ali was calling me too, and they did a whole little preview with me over the phone.
Ali Ali. Yeah.
They did a video conference with me.
It's just called Ali Ali Marketing?
Yep.
I think I found it. Local SEO company. Yeah, they're doing search engine optimization. So we do that and so much more. They're just doing the SEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, SEO isn't anything that you couldn't do on your own terms if you had the time.
Yeah, see, that's my problem. I don't have time, and I also have a partner, but she works a full-time job, and she hasn't moved over. And I'm trying to create revenue that I can bring her over.
Yeah, but see, these guys are like the other company that you signed up with, Max Market Pros, where they have like 18 reviews, but this company's worse. They got a 1.5 star.
Oh, wow.
Their ratings are horrible.
Okay.
At least Max Market Pros has good reviews, but they only have 16 of them.
You're making me feel stupid now.
No. I mean, that's not... So, hold on. Like, that's not how you should feel, you know? People are taking advantage of you. That doesn't mean that you're dumb or that you're stupid. It just means these guys are, you know, it's like wolves in sheep's clothing, you know? They're like, hey, I'm your friend, and then... You know, that's not anything to do with you.
So if I signed up with you today or tomorrow, when will everything take effect? How soon will everything go in?
I mean,
how soon will I be registered on?
Honestly, like, you'll be able to see results in the first month, but we ask our clients to try the service for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just so that we have time to not just get you up there, but like get you actual clients from it.
Okay.
What I can say is this, though, Mark, is this the next, like, 2 months until fall. The first day of fall is September 22nd. So basically 2 months mm-hmm. from today are still the most profitable time of the year for what you do.
Yes, it is, especially when we get these heat records out here inside Arizona.
Right. So getting you up there in a timely manner is crucial. You know what I mean? And to the return on investment, we should be able to not only offset what you're investing with us, but what you've spent on these other marketing strategies. And then with that link that I sent you to Home Advisor, I mean, you should be able to get that back from them or get that dismissed and even write off those expenses as business expenses. So, I mean, if you stick with us, you know, come January next year, you'll have your whole, you know, all the marketing on what you're supposed to do moving forward behind you. You know, and then you could focus on moving forward with the business.
And that's what I'm trying to do, move forward.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be focusing on this every month, having to, you know, having to switch companies and do this or that, you know. You're in the same boat that I was basically talking to you 2 months ago about, except for now you kind of went forward and tried some other things because you acknowledged, you know, you're going to end up leaving Home Advisor, and that was junk. I wish you would have listened to me 2 months ago. We'd be a lot further already.
Yeah.
But
man,
okay.
You know, you're right. Right.
It's okay. That's how we learn, though, you know?
You're right. You're right. All right. So how long does it take to get my page up, and when would I be able to see everything?
Yeah, so the Google PIN verification letter, that takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. Usually, once I get that PIN back from you, you're able to start seeing yourself, but they ask for photos from you, too. It's called an advanced verification.
I got plenty of photos.
Yeah, so we're going to need them.
On my website is everything I've done.
I gotcha, but they want you to send it to us. So, like, there's a form. Hold on, let me grab it here.
Yep.
Okay.
I just finished it just now. Yeah, let me put nitrogen in it right now. All right, yeah, so.
So they're going
to
ask you for, like, pictures
month,
of, like,
correct?
Tools and equipment. Yeah, it's month to month.
Okay.
But they're going to ask you for pictures. Like, we walk you through it. I'm going to send you the link. And they're going to ask you for a photo of, like, work vehicle, license plate. You could hide the number, but just have, like, state in
now,
there. And
see, I haven't even gotten a, because I'm not making enough to bring in a main work vehicle.
That's fine. That's fine. You want to fill this out as much as you can. We're right next to Google.
Okay.
We're already letting them know that we're working with you. You're going to solicit the space. You already have the postcard coming in the mail. This is just advanced verification. So this is stuff that's going to give your customers peace of mind and knowing that they're working with the right people. You're in an industry that gets a bad reputation, right? A lot of these guys will come out there and they say, oh, this is wrong with it, that's wrong with it, right? So what separates the guys on the first page of Google and the guys that aren't is that they have this advanced verification that gives your customers peace of mind in hiring you. And they know it's traceable back to you if you were to do something bad, right? So that's really what this is for. If you're missing parts of it, it's fine, but you want to try to fill it out as much as you can. Like they ask for business license and insurance, a business card, business registration. Okay, exactly. So you just want to send those.
With the ROC out here.
Right. Yeah. Okay, those are legitimacy factors, right? So as long as you can get as much of that in as quickly as possible, that's the advanced verification. That's going to dictate a lot of the timeline between whether you're seeing everything up and running in a couple of weeks or if it taking up the first full month, you know, realistically. So I'm not going to give you some pitch like, oh, you're going to be up there tomorrow to get you to sign up with me today. You know what I mean? That's the last thing you need is more people pulling your leg. What I can say is if you give it at least 2 months, you'll have a long-term solution for your business. And by the end of that 2 months, you will not be with Home Advisor. You will not be with marketing, whatever the heck, and blah, 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 and ollie, okay? It'll all be under one roof with one bill. And you have myself, and then there's a 24/7 customer service here that'll walk you through it and make sure it's working, or else we're not getting paid each month. Right?
Yep. You're right.
So that's my promise to you. As far as the specific timeline, it's different for each person. Some guys, I have them up there in a week and a half. You know, if they're being responsive, sending everything in. Some guys, it's 2 weeks. Some guys, it's 3 weeks.
What do you mean?
You know?
I'm responsive. And
I believe you, but I have to be transparent because it's
small.
Wait, what was that?
Because right now I'm doing an install on a walk-in freezer right now.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is, what I'll be doing is tomorrow, I know, that's why I said, if I sign up with you today or tomorrow, how soon, that's what I was meaning by that. So what I mean, tomorrow I'll have pictures, I'll have everything you need. It may
well,
not
fine,
be my
but
work
our
vehicle,
company,
but I can send you a picture of a work vehicle.
Our company right now isn't working with an HVAC guy in Maricopa, so we're trying to fill that for that Maricopa County listing.
Oh.
I mean, like you said, you're in a record heat wave. But if I can, if you want to fill it out, like if you're saying, hey, I want to give it a shot and I'll fill the spot, I can circle back with you tomorrow and do the client interview.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'll follow up with you day by day, get it all done. You want to do that?
And that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. All right, so let me create your account here.
Yep. And I'll cancel with Max. Can you cancel it out with Max Pros?
No, I can kick them off of it from the back end because once we get access to your Google Business profile, it's going to kick them out. But you have to literally cancel it or tell your bank so that way they're not charging you anymore because otherwise they're going to run your card like they're still doing something even if you're using us and they're not actually able to do anything for you.
Okay.
Make sense?
I'll get that taken care of. Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, if you could promise me you'll get that squared away, and then we'll go step by step.
I promise you.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you, too, just to make sure everything's getting
tomorrow morning,
out.
If you can give me a call tomorrow morning, let's do that. Call me tomorrow morning.
What time?
So, let's say 9 o'clock my time.
Okay. Give me 1 second. What's your business email address?
It's service@valleyhvacrefrigeration.com.
Okay. I actually sent you an email before, it looks like. All right, I'm going to send you an invitation to this. It's called a client interview. Okay, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before. You're on the same time scale, right? It's 1 o'clock over there?
It's, 1 o'clock, yep.
Okay.
It is 1 o'clock.
Yeah, all right. So I just sent you that message there for the calendar.
It's good. I'm sorry if you hear me. I'm talking to my partner, too, at the same time.
No, you're good.
Got to work and do things at the same time.
I got you. I'm just trying to get it all set up here, so give me 1 second.
Yep.
All right. What's your last name, Mark?
Surgeon, Surgeon.
Okay. And is Mark short for anything? Is Marcus?
No. My brother's name is Marcus.
Okay. Just M-A-R-K?
Yep. M-A-R-K.
Okay.
Mark Anthony. Actually,
Mark Anthony surgeon. I like it.
Yeah. But you don't have to put the middle name on it.
No, I won't put it on there.
And I don't want my home address to show up on nothing.
That's so crazy. You literally took the words right out of my mouth. But the address that Google has, you said, is old. So what's the new address?
My new address is 18865 North Ravello Road.
Why is
this in Maricopa?
Yeah, I know you're in Maricopa, but this address is coming up. North Novella. I spelled Novella. Oh, is it Novello?
No, it's Ravello. No, Ravello. R-A-V-E-L-L-O.
Ah, that's the problem. Okay, I found it.
Okay.
And I'll hide the street address. So it'll just say Maricopa, Arizona, 85138 on it, on your listing.
That's what it is.
Yep. Okay, I gotcha. All right, and how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, we're going to, I guess, do 24/7, I guess, maybe.
Well, but, let me tell you, if you're experiencing record heat out there, right? So
yeah.
24/7, it should be emergency services, right?
Yeah.
Like I got a baby in the house, we're cooking, right? Or it's 9 o'clock at night and it's still 105, I need help, right? So when you do something like that should be emergency services where you're able to charge more. I'm just telling you based off of what the other guys
are
doing.
You are right.
Okay.
You are right.
So let's set like regular hours and then I'll put 24/7 emergency services so that way if it's after that time, you can do the emergency charge. You know, you could tell them, hey, this
is...
Okay. So what do you want your regular hours to be?
Regular hours would be 7 to 7.
Okay. Monday through Friday? And then everything else, 24/7 emergency services available.
Yep.
All right. I gotcha. That way, if it's after 7 or before 7, you could charge them extra.
Actually, let's do it till 5, from 7
there
to 5, because...
Now you're thinking.
because the supply house is closed at 5.
Okay. Better that way. Then you get a call 5:30. It's emergency services, technically.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Perfect. All right. So I got your profile set up, and I sent you that invitation for the client interview tomorrow morning. And then the last thing I got to do to secure this listing for Maricopa County is the first month payment. Now, I'm going to send you a receipt and outline of the agreement in writing while I have you on the line here. So that way you could see it all in black and white. It'll have the timelines on it, the pricing structure, the breakdown, how everything's being spent. We're super transparent, okay? And then you got to sign off on it at least before the client interview tomorrow, okay? But how did you want to secure that first payment?
I'll have to do it on my credit card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both the business name, then I'm assigned on it.
Okay, let me make sure I add the business name in there so you can write it off later. Okay. Okay, and is the address...
Nope.
I'm
sorry. I'm talking to someone else.
Oh, no problem. So is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter, the North Ravello Road?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark, I'm ready for you.
1 second here. The big thing is struggling to think.
Four two five nine.
0710.
0710.
1079.
1079.
2217.
2217. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's going to be 0527.
0527, and then three-digit code on the back.
138.
138. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. Just so you know, all calls are recorded for quality assurance. Just to outline your agreement with us, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Valley HVAC and Refrigeration.
Thank you. And your business will be listed on Google as an LLC, correct?
Yes, as an LLC, yes.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Mark Surgeon, and I am the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Mark, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says 24 to 48 hours. There is a tracking system. I've upgraded you to a package that has the tracking system and the optional website if you ever have a problem with your website later in the future. We could knock that out for you. It's no extra charge. But if you're missing calls, it's going to save their number and their information in this tracking system. So you could go in there and dig it up. So try to be mindful of that too. I mean, obviously you want to get them live when they first call in. That's where you're going to have the best chances of getting the job. You know, still, try to be mindful maybe every other day or so, go into that tracking system and make sure you're just trying to maximize your return from the campaign while you're using us.
Yep.
Okay, and then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 24th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, this is for a platinum package bundle, so it's going to include the Facebook ads. I've also made the website optional to you, as I mentioned earlier. And then I've waived all setup fees on this campaign, and I've locked you in at that discounted price. Okay. So as long as you're with us, it'll stay $249. It's not going to go back up to the regular pricing for this package later. Okay. So as long as you're with us, that's the deal. Okay. No funny business. So one-time charge. There's no other charges, no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. Just one-time charge per month on the 24th day. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But we do ask, if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When it clears, you're going to get a text. I'm going to stay on the line with you and make sure you get everything, okay? I know you're working.
Yes.
But I just want to get it knocked out, and then we'll be good to go until tomorrow.
All right. Yes, all right. Sir.
Yeah, I'm happy that we're working together because I just feel like you've been led astray a little too many times. And I'm actually going to send another article too with the FTC. Actually, that one has the link. So there's a little blue tab on that one where you could report it. And then if you call them and you let them know that you reported them, they tend to kind of put their tail between their legs after that. I've listened to a couple of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, what's happening is it's one thing to just drop what they're saying they owe you. It's another thing where they have to go back and actually pay you for everything that you've invested. And that's what happened in January, is they were ruled like, hey, when people are claiming, they basically, that the Federal Trade Commission told Home Advisor by Angie's that when people come to us complaining that you're stealing their money, we're taking their side.
Yeah.
That's basically what happened.
Exactly.
It's like we've identified you as somebody who's deceptively telling people, hey, you know, we're going to sell you these leads, and not telling them that the leads are going to four or five other people, or it might be a day old, already have a guy working on the job, you know? So the FTC ordered them to start paying people back.
Mm-hmm. And then I've had even that they told me that, well, you know, the people that I've called that they sent the leads to, I was just browsing. I'm not even in
Market exactly.
Or why are you calling?
Like, they do Google ads, They have Google Ads, and on their Google ad, it says, like, oh, click here to get more information. So people might click on that, yeah. And then they're just trying to look at the contractors on the list. But once they click on that, it starts gathering all their information. Yeah, and it turns it into a lead, yep. And then they start selling that lead. And it's like, oh, my God.
Yep.
You know, if they could just get that person to say, yes, they were on online searching for help. When the people call them, then they say, oh, that's a qualified lead, you know, and then they charge you $50, $60, you know, it's like crazy.
And that's why I say you guys are not validating your leads or qualifying your leads at all.
Right.
So you guys are screwing people over. That's what I told them. I had a numerous conversations with them with this about that. And I was like, I'm hoping these conversations or these phone calls are being recorded because you guys are screwing me over. That's what I told them. And then everything, because they were flooding me with the first, my first one, I had an $1,100 bill that they took up out of my account.
Check this out. So if you go to our company's reviews, I sent you a link to our company's reviews. If you click on it where it says 833 Google reviews, it'll pop up and it shows 4 days ago. This is one of my clients that I started working with like 2 months back. Remember I told you to give us 2 months?
Uh-huh.
This guy, Bo Hendricks, he left a review 4 days ago. It literally has my name in it. He's like, he won't mislead you and say that. He's like, honestly, I had big doubts when I first started working for the company. And he was like really skeptic. And he said in the first 3 months, he made over $60,000 in 3 months.
Wow.
Now, albeit the jobs that he's doing, he's a deck builder. So, like, he's doing these decks that are, like, 30 by 30. So he's getting, like, $20,000 a pop. So, really, that's, like, three decks. But, you know, he made $60,000 this
real
summer.
Cheap.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, right, but we're also a lot more thorough, too, in the leads that you're getting. He used Home Advisor by Angie, and they were sending him a ton of leads so they could charge him a bunch. But these weren't quality, right? So he even says on there, he's like, I didn't get as many leads as I got with Angie, but almost every one that came through was a real person on the line and turned into a real job. He's like, almost all of them.
So it's
like, hey, it's better to have, you know, be very thorough and have the guys that actually make it through to you actually be a job than to have all this nonsense of you trying to chase down these guys and call them back five times because you're getting charged $50 for it. So you feel like you have to.
It's not even 50. You can charge $100 because, you know, if it's an install because you don't want to do service calls, right? Because people run to the next person if you tell them how much you're going to charge them for a service call. So you have to grab the install call. So the install calls, you're running around, you're chasing these people, trying to get these installs, and the installs are not panning out because these people don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then
what's crazy about that guy is I signed that guy up 2 days after I talked to you. And he's a deck builder.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a different industry, but literally just 2 days. So it's like, imagine how much further we could have been if we would have, you know, on the 22nd of May.
You're beating me up now.
I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just thinking like, but I'm happy that we're here now. You know what I mean? We're here now.
Yeah.
I know the summertime is like, man, you know, if we would have been out there in the last 2 months, it doesn't mean the next two aren't going to be great, but I don't know if it'll be as great. You know what I mean? So that's
and
all.
And then with the thing about it is though, with Arizona is hot. Almost year round. You only get like 2 months.
I know. I live in California, but I go to Arizona all the time. Nevada too. It's beautiful, but in the summertime, I don't go over there. You know, it's just too much.
But you know what? I'm from Chicago, and I can shovel sunshine.
Wow.
I can shovel sunshine.
That's got to be hard going from Chicago winters to Arizona summers.
Whew. No sir.
Yeah.
No sir. I landed here in June of 2010 on the tarmac. It was 115 degrees.
God.
I said, I'm home. I ain't going back to Chicago.
Yeah.
I said, like, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got to be honest with you. We got it pretty good over here in Orange County, though. We're right by the beach in Southern California.
But you guys are always about 70 degrees.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's not bad. And
but it's
that's
overpriced.
That's the good thing about it, though.
Yeah,
it's
we
like
get
overpriced.
Taxed.
And I wouldn't.
Yeah, you
and then
feel it.
I don't like the looks of it, though, in Cali. It's not that pretty.
Especially with the closer you get to L.A., the uglier it gets. We're about an hour south of L.A., so we're far enough away from all the craziness that goes on in that city. It's a little more flat and beachy out here. Yeah, it's 79 degrees right now. It's beautiful. It's all sunshine.
Yeah, see, right now, for us, it's... I think it's about 115 right now.
Oh, God. And you're outside?
But I don't mind it. No, I'm inside right now.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
I'm inside.
The AC's working?
I'm working on a walk-in
refrigerator.
I'm getting
it.
Right
I'm getting it. What are you working on?
A walk-in refrigerator.
Oh, okay. One of the big ones?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I seen those. I'll probably go hide in there if it's 115 outside. I'll just sit in there all day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
all right, well,
yeah.
I sent you everything in writing there. If you go to your text messages, and then I'm going to shoot you my direct number and extension. Okay? So we have 24/7 customer service, but if you want to get a hold of me directly anytime, you know, give me a call. I'm here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.
All right.
I'm looking forward to walking you through this. Like I said, Mark, try to make sure you address the other stuff because we're going to kick them out of there once you add us as manager.
Yeah, no.
So, Ollie, these other guys, you get that situated.
Ollie, I never signed up with
Okay, good. Well, Max Marketing.
Team,
okay.
Max Marketing was the only one that I did.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, take care of that. I mean, I see those guys are over here in Irvine. I want to drive down there after work and see what the heck's going on over there. That building they're in, it looks like they don't actually own that building. It looks like it's owned by Zillow, and maybe they rent out some offices and call from there. But I'll go check it out.
Yeah, he said he was in the building with Zillow. That's what he
told me. Yeah, it does say Zillow Group, but Zillow's for buying houses, you know, so they probably own that building, and then they rent a part of it. Our company has our own building.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different, so we don't have to rent space for anybody. When you take care of people for years, and then you could afford to do that, you know?
Yes, that is true.
I got y'all squared away here. They just sent me the confirmation too. So your client interview's locked in 9 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to call you first and then I'm going to introduce you to somebody. They're a client interview technician. It's one of my reps here.
Okay.
And they're the one that's going to walk you through. It's a really easy meeting. Okay. They really just want to go over, like, make sure you cover all of Maricopa County. If there's parts of it you don't, then we want to kind of cookie cutter the campaign. So that way the calls that are coming through are in the right areas. And then they also want to go over all the services that you provide. That way we're listing you for the right stuff and you're getting qualified calls. And then, you know, just a couple basic questions. But like I said, you know, that's really easy. We'll walk you through that. The things I want you to focus on this evening are like signing that subscription terms that I texted to you. There's a link there. And then try to send in those photos. Okay. The form's really easy. Yeah. Like it's also another text messages or another text. So you should have two of them in there with links. One of them you just sign off on. The other one has a form that you fill out, and it'll have, like, a little button you just click, like, upload photo, and then you go to your pictures and take it out of there and send it in. Or you could take a picture of it live right there if you have it. So if you're having problems, call in, okay? Don't hesitate to call. Like, we want to make sure everything's working. We're not getting paid unless you get paid.
Okay.
So call.
Yep, perfect.
All right. Yep. All right, I'll let you get back to work, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 9, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark, I'll talk to you
soon. All right.
All right, you're welcome.
Yep.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.